Why Wealth is More Than Money on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by sharing with you a few reasons why wealth is more than money. My dear friend and professional speaker and colleague, Kim Sawyer, was the first one that said that in one of his talks that I had the good fortune of being a part of. And it stuck with me and resonated ever since. And the inspiration for today's Money Monday actually came from my cousin Scott as we were talking about this. And I noticed that I had shared this little tidbit of information, but it turned out to be kind of a good quote. And we started joking about it. And then I thought about it. And I'm like, that's a really good topic for a show. So I thought, well, we've still got Money Monday today. And so this is what my quote was that I shared with him. Being wealthy is not a state of wallet. It's a state of mind. And if you take a look at how the wealthy do things in their lives productively to generate wealth, you can clearly see what they're doing differently that makes them that much more successful. They're still taking action every day, but it's the type and the quality of action that they're taking. And the reason why I was thinking about this, we were kind of having this conversation about minimalism, and it was going kind of in a whole bunch of different directions. But the whole point of why I was sharing this was that you can't just say that it's about the money, because it makes it easy to say that. But when you look and examine what it is about the money, you find out that that's actually not the case. And if you want a really great example of it, take a look at gamblers and lottery winners. Okay, if it was only about money and having more of it, one would say once you had a windfall, that would be it. But sudden wealth has its own challenges. And that's why you see anytime you read about people that win the lottery, the statistics are not in their favor for their being broke and returning to poverty or their previous state of wealth, whatever that might have been, or worse. They can either be not just broke, but typically the stress kills them too. And so if it was only about the money, and if that's what really made rich people rich and wealthy people wealthy, well then, anytime somebody inherited money, had this windfall, an insurance settlement, or won the lottery, or some big gambling winnings, then they should be set for life, right? I mean, that's like the prevailing thought, but that's not how it actually plays out. And it's because wealth is a mindset. And being wealthy has to do with the mindset that you have well before the wealth happens, because it's the mindset that creates the wealth, because the mindset generates the thoughts, the habits, the behaviors, the actions that people take that they do each and every day when they're not wealthy that generate their wealth. So I'd like to talk about some of those things, actually four of those for today's show, because I wanted to, because there's so many that we could go through that are so different that they do, that the wealthy do differently, that to examine them all wouldn't be economical time-wise for the format of this show. So let's talk about what these four things are. So the wealthy make decisions differently, they take action differently, they avoid conflicting goals, and they go for life harmony as a better objective. So let's break those apart. So when I say that they make better decisions, wealthy people and entrepreneurs and decision makers are good decision makers because they are willing to make a decision with information available. They aggregate enough information to make a decision, and then they make that decision and commit to it. Many people get hung up in more data, more information, and then they wind up being stuck in analysis paralysis. You might have heard that slang term, and the reason why it exists is because there is too much information. There was a book written about the paradox of choice. If you only have two things, when you pick one, it means you're going ahead. But then you start adding successive units, three or more, and it's easier to not make a decision than it is to pick one of the choice. It's kind of this paradox of choice that this book, it was a really great book, I read it years ago, that talk about decision-making processes and what happens to the brain when faced with too many choices. So wealthy people are able to make effective decisions. They don't wait for more information. They wait for sufficient information to make a decision. And if you take a look at last week's show, we talked about making decisions and taking action because it moves us forward to the next point where we can make another decision. So once we make that decision, then we can take action. And this is what wealthy people do. They take action, they make commitments, and they go forward. It's not like sticking your toes in the pool. It's jumping into the deep end and swimming. And once you get in the water, it warms up. That's the beautiful thing. Even though we might stick our toes in and it's too cold, decision makers make decisions and commit with action. And then they evaluate what happened, good, bad, or indifferent. Did this decision take me closer to or further away from my goals? Either way, the action created momentum that put us in the next place to make another decision. And that's what wealthy people do, is they constantly make decisions. And then they evaluate it and make another commitment for another decision, so they can move themselves closer to their objective. Now, when it comes to making decisions and taking action, one of the great things that wealthy people are good at is avoiding goal conflict. I've seen this in thousands of workshops that I've facilitated for other individuals with their lifestyle and goal objective, pursuit programs. And in my goal achievement strategy, we do this differently because we're trying to create this fourth thing that wealthy people have, and that's life harmony. And you can't make goals that are in conflict with each other and expect to succeed at them both. And let me give you an example of that. This is the one that I usually see first-time goal setters do, and they make conflicting goals. They say, okay, so I want to spend more time with my family. And then they also say, I want to make more money. Now, given their current ability to generate income without additional streams of income added, these things are in conflict with each other because they're finite resources, because they work from the same resource, which is time. So if you increase time with the family, that means you're going to decrease time to make money. And if we're decreasing time to make money, how are we going to generate income effectively? We have to become more resourceful. We have to do different things, and we have to leverage our time better. But there's going to be this little give and take, this little kind of rub thing that'll go on until they can both be achieved. So it's going to create friction or conflict until you figure out which one you want to do. Because again, time is finite and both of these require an investment of time. But this is where the wealthy really get it right. And this is about life harmony. So when we talk about this zero-sum game of managing our time, more time with the family, more time with working, harmony is created not by creating balance or equality, because balance infers equality is happening somewhere on this spectrum. But harmony is more like a stone with different size cuts in the stone that make it brilliant, okay? So when we think of this brilliance, as we're trying to create this amazing life, if we enjoy working, why would we want to work less, okay? because we have other goals or values that we want to honor also. So when we talk about working, generating income, if this is part of our passion, if we do what we love, or if what we do, we are passionate about and it brings a level of satisfaction, to rob ourselves of that, to create and steal that time to play somewhere else isn't fair to us as the individual. But what we can do instead of fighting this equality is say, this is what I spend for my work time, and this is the time that I allocate for my family time, my recreation time, to recreate myself, to invest in those that I love. And when we make this investment in them, because the resource is finite and we're not able to expand it because it's going to be in direct conflict with other goals that we have, we can enhance the level of quality of the investment. Does it make more sense to say you want to spend more time with the family if that time is watching them sleep, if it's after hours, if they're napping, if they're in school? So we have to be able to look at our lives fundamentally different. And when we look at them from this place of life harmony that wealthy people do, you can create that value for yourself of achieving and creating wealth for your family, following your passion or being passionate about what you do, so you can generate revenue to go invest in those other areas of your life that bring you satisfaction. And then maybe decrease the amount of time that you're spending at those things, but enhance the quality of the investment. And so when we create harmony, we can have higher overall life satisfaction. We get the value of hard work and achievement that's its own value and its own harmony in our lives. And then we can take and create a harmony by making allocated investments with our time. And this is what wealthy people do more effectively than everyone else, because they've been able to create the wealth and have the lifestyle and have the family or whatever it is that they choose to pursue. And these are just four things. So let's go with our fast facts for today's show. So what separates the wealthy from everyone else? These four things are big factors. They make more effective decisions. They take action on those decisions. They avoid goal conflicts, and they go for life harmony instead. Thank you so much for joining us here on Money Monday at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show. I'm Heather Wagenhalser, and for more great resources to overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today, just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Thank you so much for stopping by, and now go out and unlock your wealth today. No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhalser, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do, with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham, and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme, or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhalser and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.